Hello and welcome to the Baker McKenzie Kiev Offices podcast series, focused on legal developments and the regulation of business activities in Ukraine. In our first episode, Kiev managing partner Serhiy Piantkovsky will look into the general rules for privatization in Ukraine and will speak about the key aspects of large and small-scale privatization in the country.
Privatization in Ukraine. Introduction. It has been 3 years since the new rules for the privatization of public property took effect in 2018. In Ukraine, public property can be owned either by the state of Ukraine or by municipalities. The State Property Fund of Ukraine is the central agency for selling state-owned property. Each municipality has its own agency responsible for privatization of municipal assets. The key aspect of the novelties introduced into the privatization framework in 2018 was providing a different regulation for the sale of small and large-scale assets. The upgraded legal framework was aimed at speeding up the overall process of selling public property, and it certainly reached that goal to the extent that it related to the sale of small privatization assets. In the next 15 minutes, we will talk about the key aspects of privatizing state-owned assets. The sale of municipal property is also based on the rules governing the sale of state-owned assets. What is sold? All privatization assets are divided into two groups. The asset value is the key criteria that allows us to categorize assets and therefore to understand which procedure to follow. State-owned property can take the form of either an asset sale or a share sale. Assets valued in excess of 250 million hryvnias, the equivalent of approximately $9 million, qualify as large-scale assets. All assets of a lesser value fall into the small-scale category. The privatization regulations are based on the principle that all assets which are not specifically prohibited by statute from privatization may be sold. The assets that the laws prevent from privatizing include objects of critical infrastructure and those assets necessary for the state to ensure national security, for example, main gas pipelines and nuclear power stations. Who is the seller? The State Property Fund of Ukraine is the only governmental agency that is entitled to sell state-owned property. In Ukraine, the shareholder authority in relation to state-owned company is performed by various ministries and agencies. To be able to commence the privatization procedure, the shareholder rights over the assets must first be vested in the State Property Fund based on the established procedure, which has been recently optimized. The potential buyers interested in privatizing the assets can apply to the ministries and agencies for the share transfer to occur. Who can buy? Like the list of eligible assets, the list of allowed buyers is based on the principle that any person can privatize state property unless the statutes prohibit doing so. The law expressly prevents the following persons from participating in privatization: offshore zone registered buyers with a non-transparent ownership structure, Ukrainian legal entities whose beneficial owners have not been properly disclosed, buyers registered in jurisdictions blacklisted by the Financial Action Task Force, any Russian citizen, Russian-registered legal entity, or other entity beneficially owned at least 10% by any of the above-mentioned entities, persons under the Ukrainian sanctions regime and their affiliates. Large-scale privatization key aspects. The process starts with the inclusion of the state-owned entity or asset into the list of privatization assets by the government. Once the entity or asset is in the list, the State Property Fund announces a tender for selecting the privatization advisor as the law prescribes. If selected, the advisor's key responsibilities would be to prepare the object for privatization, to market the object for sale, and search for the potential investors. The advisor acts on the seller's side and can engage subcontractors for dealing with specific work streams of the advisor's duties, lawyers, auditors, ecological experts, and so on. It is the advisor who determines the starting price for the privatization object. Although this is done on the basis of independent valuation, the advisor may still reasonably deviate from it in suggesting the price. Following the completion of the preparation phase, the government approves the list of the buyer's obligations to be included in the privatization agreement. Those obligations commonly pertain to procuring necessary investments in the entity and maintaining social standards for employees at the required level. Following the decision of the government, it is the State Property Fund that determines the tender date and organizes the auction. Large-scale assets are sold at an English auction with at least two bidders. If only one bidder shows up, the auction must be reconvened. The privatization sale is documented by way of the Ukrainian law-governed sale and purchase agreement between the State Property Fund of Ukraine as seller and the tender winner as buyer. Significantly for the buyer, the agreement may provide for seller's warranties, which need to be negotiated in each case. In theory, the agreement may be governed by English law. However, this has not been tested in practice yet and would require the State Property Fund's approval in any event. To be able to become a shareholder of record of the privatized asset, the buyer must, apart from paying the purchase price in full, obtain all necessary governmental approvals in all jurisdictions, including Ukrainian antitrust clearance. Ukrainian laws normally allow obtaining that in advance of the sale. Given that many state or municipal enterprises have a significant amount of indebtedness, the law prescribes an important protection mechanism. No insolvency proceedings will be brought within 1 year following completion of a privatized deal against a privatized company based on grounds that relate for a period prior to the deal's completion. Once the deal is closed, the State Property Fund will be entitled to regularly monitor the performance of the buyer's obligations under the sale and purchase agreement during the period specified in it. Such period should not normally exceed 5 years. Unfortunately, there has not been a single sale of any large privatization assets in 2019 and 2020 to test the 2018 established procedures in full. United Mineral and Chemical Company, operating in the non-ferrous metals mining industry, appeared to be the first large-scale asset to be offered for sale, which could happen as soon as the end of August 2021. The other large privatization assets for the coming years include Bolshevik plant, a real estate asset, Centrenergo, a power generation company, Elektrovashmash, a power generators manufacturer, Krasnolimanska coal mine, Odessa port site plant, a fertilizers producer, Indar, an insulin product manufacturer, and several regional power distribution companies and thermal power plants. Small-scale privatization specifics. As a reminder, the asset value must be less than 250 million hryvnias, the equivalent of approximately $9 million, to qualify as a small-scale asset and thus for more straightforward and automated sale procedures. The types of small privatization assets range from abandoned real estate located on the fringes of the country to fully functioning businesses with strong customer relationships. Unlike the sale of large-scale assets, all small-scale properties are sold via an electronic auction system. The privatization authorities conclude the agreements via e-platforms that are functionally capable of holding privatization auctions. Largely, all of the processes relating to the submission and acceptance of bids, as well as the determination of the winner of the e-auction, are automated and do not require the privatization authority's involvement until the binding sale and purchase agreement is being executed. In terms of the auction process, the default scenario is also an English auction with no less than two bidders. However, unlike the large-scale tenders, if there is only one bid submitted in respect of an SPA, the asset will be sold directly to that bidder. If the asset is not sold, the starting price for the asset will be decreased by 50%. If the asset is not sold after such decrease, the starting price will be decreased again by 50% and the asset will be sold at a Dutch auction. In principle, the protection of buyers' rights within the small-scale privatization is similar to that applicable to large-scale sales, including prohibition of commencing insolvency within 1 year following completion of the deal. The largest small-scale privatization asset sold in 2020 was Dnipro Hotel, located in the center of Kyiv, with a winning bid of approximately $40 million. The starting price was around the equivalent of $3 million. The privatization of Hotel Dnipro was conducted in a fair, transparent, and open way and demonstrated that Ukraine provides equal opportunities to all investors eligible to participate. It is everyone's hope to extend these highly competitive standards to large-scale privatizations too.
Thank you, Serhii. And a big thank you to our listeners. We hope you found this episode insightful, and we look forward to sharing more insights on the legal and business climate in Ukraine in the future. Please join us for our next podcast episode in the series.